This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
With no deal in sight, thousands of nurses at Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and Columbia Presbyterian are now on strike. Let's go live to Mount Sinai Hospital for our Amanda Alexander.
Hey, good morning, Susan. We are right in front of Mount Sinai Hospital where everyone is lined up waiting for these nurses to walk out of the hospital. I'm actually standing next to someone named Sophie right now. She's a nurse. Sophie, tell me how you're feeling today.
Right now, I'm very proud of my nurses. They came out because we're trying to state a point that Sinai needs to listen to us frontliners. We were at the COVID end sites, making a lot of sacrifice for our patients. And today, the other thing we want them to know is that we are fighting for safety. We want a fair contract to take care of our patients. So that's why we're here today. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I actually hear them. Susan, as you hear, we probably won't be able to get through the rest of this live broadcast because they are absolutely on fire right now. So I'm going to check back in with you a little bit later in the day. Reporting live in front of Mount Sinai Hospital, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Strike averted on Long Island, where nurses at Northwell Health Hospitals in Syosset, Plainview, and Huntington reached a tentative deal, one which the New York State Nurses Association says improves safe staffing for patients and nurses, maintains benefits for nurses, and includes what they're calling respectful wage increases. Some legislative moves to help stave off the spike in flu cases in New Jersey. Among other things, Congressman Josh Gottheimer's Fight Flu Act would boost access to flu vaccines and aim to claw back federal dollars so that states can fund mobile flu shot clinics.
But the bottom line is we need to bring the shots to where people are. And that's why these mobile clinics are really important. So these resources will help bring it to seniors and to working families and those who just don't have time to get to the doctor. So we got to make it easier for them at no cost.
Speaking to 1010 Winds, he noted that 15 million people have been sick this season, including 7,400 deaths nationally. 6,000 of the flu cases have been kids, with one child in North Jersey having died just last week. New York State is reporting more than 28,000 cases for the week ending January 3rd, with more than 4,200 people in the hospital. Noting those figures, New York's Chuck Schumer is demanding that the Trump administration reverse recent changes to federal vaccine recommendations. The Senate Democratic leader sounded the alarm over the weekend, saying weakened vaccine guidance from the federal health department could not only further erode public confidence, it's likely going to mean even more people get sick and possibly lose their life. Another incident involving a carriage horse in New York City. This time, the New York Post got hold of video which showed a spooked horse bolting down 6th Avenue near Central Park South. This was last Thursday, after the animal was reportedly left unattended. He ended up colliding with 5 cars before coming to a stop. No injuries reported. The NYPD is now investigating. In response, the group NYCLASS called the incident one of reckless endangerment. A rep for the Transport Workers Union said while the driver was standing near the horse, this case falls short of their standards and they're evaluating possible penalties. The Mamdani administration now moving ahead with a redesign of Madison Avenue from 23rd to 42nd Streets. DOT Commissioner Mike Flynn says this is an extension of the double bus lanes.
This project will make trips faster and more reliable for 92,000 daily local and express bus riders coming from all five boroughs. It aligns street design with how people actually use the corridor and prioritizes the mode of transportation that's moving the most people.
He pointed out that a similar design of Fifth Avenue increased bus speeds by up to 12% and express buses by as much as 20%. Flynn says the plan is to get this done this year. They're also moving to revive redesign projects along McGinnis Boulevard in Brooklyn and 31st Street in Queens. Cops asking for help catching a group of teens wanted for beating and stabbing a 17-year-old in Brownsville. This was on January 4th, a week ago Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Livonia Avenue station on the L line. Cops say three teens surrounded this kid and tried to pull his sweatshirt off. They then allegedly took turns punching him, with one stabbing him in the leg. Cops are out with surveillance video. You can see that on the Crime Stoppers X page. A day to center and pray was nothing of the kind for churchgoers at St. Anne's in Dongan's Hill, Staten Island. That's where police responded to a 911 call of a disorderly man inside the church who ended up getting tased. In fact, here's what it sounded like. Yeah, that was after cops tried to get the man to leave, and then things got physical with police cuffing him and having to drag him out of the church. So far, no ID on this guy, but ABC 7 is reporting he was not a parishioner at the church. Two officers treated for minor injuries. The suspect is also at the hospital with charges pending. Police investigating a possible anti-Semitic attack in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. That was around 11:20 last Friday night when a 26-year-old man was walking with his wife and four children near the corner of Nostrand and Willoughby Avenues. That's when police say Ishari Summers, yelling that she was going to kill all the Jews, allegedly punched the man. Cops also say she threatened the rest of the family as well. She was released Sunday after being arraigned on charges, including assault and aggravated harassment as a hate crime. The search is on for a 9-month-old who went missing in the Bronx. Police say the child's mother, 29-year-old Alexandria Quinones, who does not have custody, took Luvea Williams from 16-71 Bryant Avenue. Anyone who knows where they are asked to please call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.